Hello guys, and again welcome to the LM podcast, and I'm your host Rajit Sharma. So guys, my today's topic is about how to solve all of your mental health issues or problems internally and thoroughly, not like those advice that you hear all over the place, like thinking positive or doing affirmations or saying something, writing down something, and all of those things. Yeah, these things help a lot, but they don't help you to solve your problems internally or thoroughly. They just try to hide you away or keep you away from your problems. So how can you solve your problems thoroughly so that they never come back again? And even if they come back again, you don't give them much worth or value. And again, this podcast is going to be about awareness. And I know you have heard me saying this term again and again. What does awareness really means? Awareness means that you are aware about what you are thinking, what you want to do, or what kind of actions you are taking, and because of what reasons are you making those decisions and actions. You have to be aware about each and everything about yourself and about your mind and about your thoughts. Like why I am doing something, why am I taking this action, why I am feeling this, and what happened in the past that is making me do this right now, and what was the cause or what were the situations because of which now I am not confident in myself, or I am feeling insecure, or I'm not confident. So you have to be aware. You have to ask yourself a lot of questions. You have to be aware of the answers, and you have to be conscious that you are not lying to yourself or hiding away something that is very important. So being aware is not very hard in the term of its simplicity. It is just about being aware about what you are thinking, what you are doing, and what you want to do. But in action, it is really hard. Like when you try to be aware of your thoughts or your thinking process and why are you doing something, it is really difficult. So if you are not able to become aware of your thoughts, if you are not able to realize or watch your own thoughts, like what are you thinking right now, what kind of thoughts you are having, and what were the reasons of these thoughts, and why are you feeling anxious in any moment or fearful, or why are you feeling any kind of emotion at all? So it is very simple. It is just about being aware or watching your own thoughts. We all do that, right? For example, if you are angry, if you are thinking something, or if you are planning something, you can analyze your own thoughts. You can watch your own thoughts, and you just have to do the same thing in here as well. When you are angry, when you want to do something, when you are feeling any kind of emotion, you have to just be aware of what kind of thoughts you are having, why are you having them, and what were the causes of those thoughts. You have to be aware truly of each and everything that you are feeling or thinking about. All of these things that are being promoted right now, such as affirmations, journaling, these things are good, really they are, but over the long run they are effective, but in the short run, or if you don't believe in yourself, these things don't work. For example, if I tell a dog that you are an owl, would it believe that? No, right? Isn't it obvious that a dog wouldn't believe that it's an owl? So just like that, if you don't believe in yourself, if you are not confident, and if you are not aware that you are in a tough situation, you are not confident, and if you are not even aware about your own problems, so how can you solve them? So awareness is always the first step. You have to be aware. I was confident, or I am confident, but due to some situations or problems, I have become less confident in myself. But if you don't know that you were once confident, or if you just believe completely that I am unconfident and I can never be confident, so affirmations, journaling, nothing is going to work. So always the first step is being aware that this I am suffering from this problem, or I am having this kind of thoughts, and I am not this, I was that, and all of those things. You have to be aware. If, for example, I am suffering from or I am having negative thoughts about my personality and how I look, if I feel that I am ugly, nothing is going to make me change my thoughts. But if I internally believe that that person made fun of me, and because of that I don't feel confident in myself, and before that I used to love myself, so I can understand and be aware that yeah, I was once loving myself, but now because of some people making fun of me or because of other people's judgment, I don't love myself or I'm not confident in myself. So it leads to a seed in your mind that yeah, I am confident and I can be confident again in my own self because I once was confident. So awareness, as I said again and again, that awareness is always the first step. And when you are aware, then you start journaling and then you do affirmations that I am smart, I am handsome and all of that. It is going to work twice as fast and it will be twice as effective if you wouldn't have been aware of your own personality and what you were and what you are right now. When you are aware that yeah, this is a problem or this is because of a situation, then you can move on from that situation. But if you believe that you are ugly from the start, you wouldn't be confident. You can never be confident again because you have believed that from the start. You have to be aware that these are just thoughts and you are just being conscious of other people's opinion. And when you are conscious of these things, affirmations, journaling and all of these things will work. When you are aware, when you know that yeah, I am handsome internally and you don't care about the opinion of others, affirmation is going to work and affirmations are going to make you more confident. Yeah, I am confident and I am handsome, these things are going to work. But as I said again and again, and I am gonna say it again and again as well, that being aware is the first step. So from now on, if you are doing anything, if you are feeling anything, if you want anything, just be aware of your thoughts. Why are you having those thoughts? What were you thinking and what happened and what led you to having these kind of thoughts about yourself? When you are aware, you will be able to solve all of your problems for sure. So that's all for this episode. If you like it, share it with your friends, family, people you love and care about, and make sure to subscribe to my channel and make sure to put stories of this episode or my channel as a whole in your own stories, Instagram stories and anywhere that you like to. It will help me a lot and it will help all the people that you love. Thank you.